Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to another episode of Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
Thanks so much for being here. By the time you hear this, we will be in Florida. We're not in Florida currently, but we're excited to be there very soon.
And I'm hoping, yeah, while you're listening, I'm either, if you're listening, if you're an early bird, I will be out having coffee on the patio outside with my hubby while the rest of them are still waking up or sleeping. And if you're mid-morning, I will be playing bingo poolside. Well, all of us will be by that time, right?
Yes, mom is buzzing right now, and I just cannot with her. She's singing Brick Wall Waterfall.
Nicole thinks she knows it all.
She's, oh my God.
But she don't.
She said, I do. She does. She does not. She's frustrating me. Anyways, you do not get up earlier than Arrow. Good try, though, honey.
In Florida, I do.
Good try.
In Florida, I do. Okay, no, I'm going to mark it down on the calendar to see who gets up, because I have been up since the time change. Them two have been sleeping in like crazy. Have you not?
We sleep until 8:30.
Okay, and I'm up at 6:30. So
no,
that's
you're
a lot.
Not.
Yes, I am.
Every time I call you at 9, you're still sleeping.
No, yes. I fake it because she wants me to come over. I'm like, I'm just waking up. But I'm actually over there by 8 o'clock or 8:30. So I don't know what she's talking about with the 9 o'clock.
I've called you a couple times at 9 o'clock and you're still snoring. Snoozing.
Definitely not.
Okay, well,
I think she doesn't know how to read a clock.
I think we both wake up around 7:30. Well, I'm glad. Arrow used to wake up between 6:30 and 7:30. Now I get an extra hour.
I love it. The other day she said something, and it's so funny because every day that I get up super early at like 6:30 so I can get something done before she texts me that they're up, they don't get up till 9 o'clock. The one day I do sleep till 7:30, she says, good morning. I'm like, oh gosh, what is going on? Like, I can't get it right. So actually, I told her, Victor's going to be gone doing some training in April. And I said, it'd be easier for me to just stay the night at her house, because then yeah. I just know exactly when Arrow's getting up and I can, you know, he's the funnest in the morning.
Will be way easier. He'll still have his morning routine, you know? Yeah, I hope that you decide to do that.
Yeah, I think it'll be exciting. Because if she was going to move in here during that time while he's gone, but
the beds are a lot higher, so that's
yeah. So that means I have to get a new bed before then, move a lot of things around that he can get into, and I just think it'll be a lot harder. Like, we're just going to get home April.
Your house will be trashed.
Second,
think of it like that.
And then,
and that is not a threat, but your house will be trashed.
Yeah, he loves coming to grandma's house because he gets into everything. But I honestly remember, this is so funny, and I'll have to ask Nicole after if she has memories like this, but I literally loved going to both of my grandma's houses. And back in the day, they only had, like, it isn't like now where you walk in the house and there is stuff everywhere. But anything, I loved going to my grandma's, both my grandma's houses, because just to explore. And I feel like that's what Errol likes to do, is when he gets here, he explores everything. But like at my one grandma's, everything was in a complete place, like in its spot. You couldn't touch anything. She had one toy, Lincoln Logs. And so you were allowed to play with that, like in the, like where she did her ironing. Like back in the day, everybody had an ironing board out. Mm-hmm. And so they ironed all the time. But in her ironing room, we were allowed to play Lincoln Logs. But I'd seriously go, say I have to go to the bathroom. And she had like four tubes of lipstick in her bathroom, like when you opened up the mirror, and I would like sneak and put some lipstick on and then come out and pretend when she said, "Are you in my lipstick?" with my red lips, I'd say, "No, I wasn't in your lipstick." And I was like, how did she know? Like, I had no common sense to see that she could see that I played with her lipstick. And she'd like, "Were you in my lipstick again?" And then like from then on, it was like a joke. She'd be like, "Don't you get into my lipstick." And then my other grandma was a farmer. So I loved going into her pantry and looking at all her canning, and like she had a lot of blankets, like homemade. She had encyclopedias. That's the only book she had. Like that grandma's was totally different. Like it was more like farm, and I wanted to go out and feed the calves and explore the barns and that kind of stuff. And she had, this was really crazy to think about it. She had my Boucher had, I think, six or seven boys. She didn't have any girls. And so you went up the ladder to the hay mount, and they had a basketball hoop in there, and it was so cool. So I would sit there and watch my uncles and their friends that came over. They would like play full court, like basketball up in the hay mount. Well, I don't know how big the court was actually now that I'm older, mm-hmm. but it seemed like a thing. And I would just sit up in the hay bales and watch them play basketball. That was like the coolest thing ever, like just thinking about it. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
If you could like, mm-hmm. it was just crazy. She had a really like clean hay mount, and that's what, but that was my grandma. So did you like to explore your grandma's house?
Yeah. Both my grandmas were very opposite and different too. One reminded me when I was young of, but country. And then the other one, I would think of city, because that was before like I actually knew like city life and what social media can show. Like when you grow up in an area, you kind of just think of your surroundings as like the world. You don't think about everything else. So anyways, my grandma Franzel's, she always had lots of cats. She had cows. They had a bull. It was just like playing outside. That's where my dad's one of 15. So lots of cousins were always over there. A lot of family.
Always big meals.
Big meals.
You know,
yeah.
You're going to get fed good.
Yep. And then my other grandma's was completely different. Lots of cousins. She didn't have like a lot of animals and like dogs or cats maybe. And then birds, actually. She had loved birds. I remember that. But then she had like the best snacks. I loved like raiding her cupboards. She had those 100 calorie packs. Remember?
Yeah.
I loved that. And I always liked how homey, like, your mom's house felt, you know?
She had a big house.
I loved that she wrapped, like, during Christmas, she would wrap all of her pictures on the walls. And that was, like, her decoration. Yeah. I don't know. I loved going over there. She always did have an ironing board, too. I'm thinking of, like, her house in Bad Axe.
Yeah.
That one's the one I remember the best. I remember in her bedroom, too, she had a lot of trinkets set up. A lot of like little jewelry boxes and like fancy perfumes. I remember that. And remember when you used to like, it used to be in to paint. It wasn't really pottery, but
ceramics.
She had a lot of painted ceramic stuff. And I like loved wanting, I wanted to do that. She had this purple box with these pink dots on it and stuff like that. So anyways, definitely. I loved going to grandma's. I would love when you'd say, can we stop at, and when we went to Bad Axe, we stop at grandma's. We did almost every single time. And she always had like the best stuff as far as, she had like the sticker machine label. She'd let me play with that. I don't know.
She was really into scrapbooking. So she would let Nicole always was like her like favorite. So she would always let Nicole just do what she wanted to do. Pretty much have free reign of all the stuff. But my mom also had younger. My sister is 10 years younger than me. So Nicole grew up with playing with her. And so like when you were how old? Because they were in dance class together. Say Nicole was 5. What was Tiffany? Like 15?
Mm-hmm.
So she was hung out with the teenagers all the time. I think she really, really liked that. And yes, I know
Tiffany was just awesome with me. She always bought me new craft kits. She loved to spend time with me. It wasn't a chore for her. It didn't feel like a chore anyway. She didn't make it feel. And it was just like so fun to go over there. And then Grandma ended up having my first dog, Candy. She had Candy for like 7 years. And then I babysat her. And then I got her after that. And that was like my first love of an animal. Just obsessed. I could still cry thinking about it. So like I really am thankful Grandma gave me her, you know? And I don't know. Anyways, I have nothing but good memories. And even now, like her house,
like both your grandma's houses.
Oh, yeah. And Grandma Franzel's house was always just like, it was a lot of fun. She did Easter egg hunts. And I loved like the outdoorsy stuff. She'd let us, we would ride. Somehow we'd ride four-wheelers and stuff over there too. And I don't know. It's just totally different. But like I got the best of both worlds, I would say.
Yeah, that's what grandmother memories are like the absolute best. So I want Arrow to have that, you know. Mm-hmm. I want him to have all the fun things and the exploring, and I want it to be different. I don't want it to be like just like I'm at mom and dad's house, because I know of all the memories I had with my grandparents. So I want to create just things that he does just with us that isn't the same that he does at home. So I love like it is a he does. My house is turned upside down. Even if he's here 10 minutes or 4 hours, it's still turned the same upside down. Like he gets in here, he's kicking off. He doesn't even want to walk 1 foot before he takes his shoes, hat, and coat off, because he does not want to think that he's just saying hi and leaving. He wants to explore. So he's just takes everything off, and he doesn't know how long, because sometimes he's here 8 hours and sometimes he's here 1 hour. So he doesn't
or
know how long.
Sometimes 5 minutes.
Yeah. So he doesn't know how long he's going to be here. So he tries really hard to get what he can get done, like as fast as he can. So it's kind of fun. It's fun.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay. So I'm going to have everybody grab a pen for a few minutes. I want to give a recipe out, and I'm going to give you a chore this week to try to make something, and I want to see if you guys make it and like let me know how it turns out. So it's a very simple recipe, and I'd like to do this at least once a month. I actually had two today, but I picked the simplest one that I'm going to give you. But I'm going to give everybody time to grab,
unless you're driving, obviously.
Yeah, to grab something you can write it on so that you can do it. And we're going to talk about your comedy show.
Okay. My comedy show, I went and saw Becky Robinson. I've been wanting to see her for years, maybe 2 or 3 years, and it just never worked out. We did have tickets once, but something came up. And, you know, since having Arrow, it's just made things pretty difficult with traveling to things for one night, because he is still breastfeeding. So for Christmas, Victor got me tickets to Indiana Becky Robinson show. It was our anniversary on the 16th, our second year anniversary. So he was planning, we were supposed to go down the 16th and then come back on the 18th. Well, as the date got closer, I was like, Vic, there's no way that we're going to be able to leave Arrow for two nights. Like we can maybe leave him for one night. And this is still like a month out. So I said, can you try to cancel the Airbnb for that night? You know, like we don't need it for two nights. And anyways, it was a month out, but he wasn't able to cancel. I was like, no worries, it's fine. We'll just go that one night. And as it got closer, then Arrow got sick. And even if he wouldn't have gotten sick, there's no way that I would have left him with my mom, because we practiced for a little bit and it just wasn't going well. Even when we went to Frankenmuth, he wanted me, and Victor found me down in the arcade because he was crying. So if he woke up and didn't have me, it probably would have been miserable for my parents and for Arrow. So I didn't want to do that. So we ended up, all three of us, me, Arrow, and Victor, went down to Indiana. And one of my good friends lives there, Megan, and she was meeting us to the show, which was really cool. And then Mariah's birthday was on the 16th, and Brian. And so they were coming down to meet us too. And my mom thought of the idea of, like, at first I was just going to try to drag my mom and dad with me. And just kind
of, which I would have gladly went had we not been planning this Florida trip so soon after. Yeah,
it was bad timing with that. But then my mom thought, well, what about Megan's daughter? You know, she's really good with arrows. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's a good idea. I'll ask.
And she told me it was like, how long was it? 5 minutes away from where you were staying to the concert?
Oh, yeah, like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like 2 minutes away. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, I can ask. And so then I asked Megan and her daughter said, yeah. And then she ended up having some cousins come too that were a little bit older. So I felt like really comfortable leaving him with, you know, these
three girls
that just adored him and he adored them. So I didn't expect to get through the whole comedy show, but we did. And it was so good.
And you had a great time, right?
I had so much fun. I haven't drank in forever, but I had like a little bit of a margarita. I had like a buzz for the first time in years over a couple sips. It was just so much fun. I really want a girls' night really bad. Victor and Brian, they were fun. They were great. But when I was there with like Megan and Mariah, it just made me think we need to do a girls' trip, right?
And, yeah, but we can actually do a girls' night in Florida.
Yeah.
For sure. This Lloyd, Tiffany and me and you. We will do that for sure.
And so it was so fun. And then we went to breakfast the next day and we headed home. So it was a 5-hour drive one way. So it was pretty exhausting. Arrow did awesome.
And I was stressed about it, but I totally trust Mallory. And then when I found out she was having cousins come, it made me feel good. I did message her a couple times on Instagram because I forgot to get a phone number to reach her a couple times on Instagram just to check because I knew Nicole was gone at the thing, and which I knew she'd be keeping up with her, but I also wanted to just check myself in case it was bad. I would FaceTime her, you know, try to help a little bit. But she said everything was going great. And I was like, yes, yes. It made me feel really good. And I think he needed that, you know, so he can start to learn. So I think it was good for everybody all around. And I'm so happy they got to actually do something. Yeah. You know,
he stayed up till 11 that night.
Probably showing off, right?
We got back and I thought he was going to fall right asleep. We got back at like 9:30 and then he just wouldn't go to sleep. But yeah, he had a great time. And yeah, I think that
so he survived. Arrow survived his first babysitting.
And he had three of them. I was so nervous. I was like, is there anything I should be telling you guys? I was like, okay, nothing in his mouth. Don't climb.
You guys were gone, what, 3 hours total, maybe?
I snuck out around 6, and we were back at 9:30.
Oh, yeah. So 3.5.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, man, that was awesome. But yeah. I was sitting next to Megan, every time her phone, like, she would get something, I don't even know if it was a text or anything, I'd look at her and say, everything good? Everything good. She's like, yeah, everything's fine. They're sending pictures or whatever. Because I didn't have my actual phone. My phone broke that morning. So I had like my spare phone. So I didn't ask her for Mallory's number or anything. But Mallory had mine. So I think they just wanted me to enjoy it. But I couldn't personally check in. So I felt bad because I was like bugging Megan. But I didn't feel like I bugged that much. It's hard. Like right when you feel yourself relaxing or laughing, you're like, oh yeah. What am I supposed to be stressed about?
Yeah. And that morning, like right before they left, Nicole called me and she's like, Victor has to do something. Can you come with me real quick? And we got to get Arrow's Easter pictures taken, which is literally 1/10 of a mile down the road from her. You'd like pull out her driveway and pull on the girl next door's driveway. That's where they take her picture, they took his pictures. So I went and like grabbed him out of the car or whatever. And her phone dropped and she walked in and she went to like take a picture of the background. And she's like, oh my gosh, my screen. What color was that? Oh,
green.
Green. And so you still don't have a phone. So that was last Friday. And today
it's not busted anywhere.
It's total green. So you can't get into anything or see anything. When is your phone coming?
Okay. So let me tell you guys that story really quick. Oh, wait, tell them your recipe. They're waiting with their pen.
Yeah. Let me give you the recipe. It is for homemade noodles. And okay, you take 3 eggs. 2 cups of flour and 3 tablespoons of milk. Okay, that's it. 3 eggs, 2 cups of flour, 3 tablespoons of milk. Mix it up, like mix it really good. Roll it out flat. Let it like dry. I'm always in a hurry, so I only let it dry about 30 minutes, but you're supposed to let it dry for an hour. Like flatten it with a rolling pin as flat as you can. And then you just take a little knife and you cut it. And I would cut them as the smaller, the better, because they expand. They're the amazing. I just can't wait to hear what you guys think of all these. Boil your broth or your soup, or even if you're just gonna, I've never put it in just water. I've at least done chicken broth. Boil the chicken broth, drop them in, and they cook in about 1 minute.
And also, I was going to say with that recipe, sometimes, depending if you have, sometimes I have to add a little more flour so it's not super sticky on the top and bottom. So kind of just like figure
and what
it out.
And what I do, I don't know, because I'm like, it actually, the recipe works perfect for me, but I spray my hands with the spray olive oil, and that's when I push on that, like to make sure it isn't sticky. Like I push on the dough, and like you can spray that on the roller too when you're rolling it. So that way it doesn't
stick.
So
yours isn't like coated in flour. Maybe I put too much
flour. No, I
do
not. Mine is not coated in flour at all, but I definitely spray it with the olive oil spray, and I spray my hands with it while I'm pushing it down. But yes, and then just drop it into the boiling broth. Add some carrots and onion. I just am so excited to hear what you guys think of this.
Yeah, they're really good.
And maybe some pictures. Share me some pictures. I can share you a picture of mine because I definitely have pictures of my homemade noodles on my phone.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, so Ooh. My phone, when the green screen came up or whatever, I was like, oh, crap, we'll figure it out. Anyways, so I go down to the comedy show without it. I have my spare work phone, which has been working fine for me for this, but not really because none of my work stuff is on there. So it's such a headache, like trying to figure out my passwords to everything. And anyways, on the way back, Victor was like, we have a 5-hour drive. He's like, hey, why don't you try to like get your new phone coming? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I bought the Apple Care thing. So I went through the Apple chat. And instead of being on the phone, because if Arrow hears my voice in the car, he will scream, and he was sleeping. So I just did like the chat on my iPad. And so I'm talking to this guy. He's telling me like what I got to do. And so he sends me this link and says like, go on here and you have to erase like your Find My location. Like you can't have, for me to be able to process this, you have to, I can't know where your phone is. I was like, okay, it's a little weird, but okay. So I go on there and I erase it. And here I erased everything off of my phone instead of the location. He says, I can still see your location. I said, no, it says like it's deleted. And then I look and my whole phone, it's a green screen, but I could see the top of it. It totally reset to like, oh my gosh, to like when it comes in the mail. And so I lost everything. He's like, well, is everything backed up on iCloud? I said, who knows? I said, my phone is always over like storage space. I buy extra storage space. So I was just super bummed because I couldn't transfer everything over super easy. And then I finally figured out how to cancel the location. I was like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? He's like, yeah. So then I canceled the location. He's like, okay, it's going to cost you $110 or something, and then I have to put a hold for $1,600 if you don't send back your other phone. I was like, okay, that's okay. And I just kept saying, okay, okay, what's next? What's next? Because I was getting car sick. And then he asked me all these questions. I did what he said. He said, okay, is there anything else I can help you with? Like, it's going to be sent to you in express mail. And I said, okay, nope, that's it. Thank you. So I was like, okay, everything's good. I did delete everything off my phone, but it's fine. Like, I'm getting a new phone. I'll figure it out. I have my iCloud. And then like 3 days, or I don't know, a couple days go by and like my phone should be here. So Vic called today and they're like, oh, we're waiting for your payment. And it's like, what? The guy never told me that. I said okay to pay. He never asked for my credit card information because I was on the other end thinking this is weird. Like, I was a little sketched out sometimes. He's like, Victor's like, you're on Apple Care. It's fine. I'm like, I don't know where the heck I am because I'm bad with technology. And I told that guy, I said, I'm really bad with technology. Just send me exactly what I need to do and I'll do it. My husband usually takes care of this stuff for me. And so he never said, he just said, do you agree to this payment? And I said, yes. And Apple, I feel like, knows everything. So I'm like, oh, they probably have my Apple credit card on file because he knew everything about me. And so I'm like, yeah, they must just be using my credit card I've had for like 10 years. And anyways, Victor said they're waiting on payment. So it didn't even send. And I was like so upset today because I have literally been with work. It's been really bad. I haven't been in my email since. I haven't been on my Shopify account. It's just not been cool. So I'm not getting it for like 3 more days and they're sending it to Florida.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Lynn, she's like making everything that I need her to do. She's like, I can't do it. I don't have it on my phone. I don't have it on my phone. I don't have it on my phone.
Well, I can't get to my email to reset my passwords either.
So it's like really like it's been stressful. Like some things I have on my phone, and then I'll keep, and then I'll think she's not answering me. Cause actually the best thing about it is like, oh, about 6 months ago, when there was a special on phones, I added a phone and I put it under Arrow. Like Arrow has a phone, which of course he's only one, so he does not have a phone. But Nicole needed an extra phone anyways for her Saint makeup because there was too many texts going to the same phone. So I just put it under Arrow and added the phone to my phone account or whatever and gave her the phone. So that's what she's using. So I have it saved under Arrow in my phone. And so I'm forgetting. So I'm texting Nicole like books today, which I still never even sent to her, of a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, she's not answering. She's not answering. She's not answering. And I forget because I'm so used to sending them. Or the fam group. She'll say something. I'm like, you didn't see that? Because we have a family group. And she's like, no, my phone is not in that group, you know, in that group or whatever. So it's been frustrating like on all ends because I thought she was ignoring me for like hours today until I actually realized it was, till I called it. Like I tried to call it. And then I was like, my fault. I'm doing the wrong number or whatever, but
I mean, you'd think it'd be like a little bit of a relief, but it's not because it's just making everything harder because I still have to get my work done. So if you can kind of just break from it, that's awesome. But it's like I'm jumping through hoops to get this password. Like Victor had to post something on my TikTok for his Ford ad, and like I couldn't even get on my TikTok. So someone through my social media, like managers that helped me, I had to have them do it. It's just been, it's been insane. So, and
did you download the Walmart grocery app?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what's going on with Walmart grocery today. I want to be ahead of the game. I want to get to Florida. I want to enjoy. I don't like to waste time when I'm in Florida. I love to just do things and not waste time grocery shopping and look. I'm not a shopper. Period. And if the kids want to go shopping and stuff, they can go, but I'd rather just, so I planned 4 days ago. I started a big grocery order and was asking Nicole what they need, Victor getting the stuff for Arrow, me, Dave getting like what we, beverages, food, just different things that we need while we're staying there for the next 10 days. And I got it all ready and I placed it yesterday. So from between yesterday and today, it's already been canceled like 20 times. I talked to Walmart Care, like I went into it and had a chat with them and they said, well, you can wait 24 hours and replace it. We'll tell them that it's not fraud. They think it's fraud. One, because it's in Florida and I'm, you know, and probably another reason is because the grocery order is $400 versus the $97 I usually spend back home. But my credit card asked for approval. I approved that right immediately. You know, is this you? Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, with a Y, but I cannot. So we're going to have to go on Nicole's phone now.
With a Y, the text message Y.
Yes. I messaged the Y. So they knew it was like legit, but I just showed her tonight. How many times did you see how
a
many?
Lot.
Like, I think I spent probably 2 hours wasted on this. So I'm not giving up because I am not going to go grocery shopping when I just spent that many hours getting exactly what we wanted for different things we want to make. I even got some things on there for Arrow, like things that we're not going to pack, like some toy, you know, for the pool. And I like picked everything out that we need. And I'm like, I'm stressed about it. Like, so I told
Nicole.
So
how are you trying to switch everything without restarting?
Well, we can restart, but at least it's saved on my phone, the order, so that you can look it up fast. Like, I don't want to start from memory, like, you know why there's 97 items on there. I want to make sure we get them all. Because we actually... And
Jennifer,
you wanted to,
Lynn.
And then let me tell you what else she did, which I haven't even told her this yet. She ordered some kind of... What kind of bag of healthy chips or snack did you order?
Oh, is it supposed to ship in?
Yes. What is it?
I don't know. I ordered a couple.
She ordered two things that I looked on, and those are the only things not canceled. Then they've already been shipped, and they're going to drop them out on the door there. So they're charging a delivery fee because they weren't included in the $400 order because they canceled the order. So a $3 bag of chips is like $10 now. Three something.
Oh, and you got to cancel that.
It won't let me cancel. It's on its way. And I don't even know if we'll be there yet when by the time it gets there.
On its way where? To our hotel?
To our room, and they're going to put it outside by the door. I'm going to show you on my Walmart. Well, so they did not cancel the things
careful,
that
don't move, Mom.
They did not cancel the things that were going to be shipped. That's the funniest. So I'm going to wait to see if they show up outside our door. bag of chips each separately.
What I usually do is if I add stuff and then if anything is going to be shipped when I go to check out, I delete it.
I do too, but I didn't. Did you go all the way through on my phone with it?
I didn't even add it to your, I didn't even add it to your cart. So
well,
you
it went by itself then. One's coming FedEx and one's coming something. I did get Victor's Doritos canceled because they were from not shipped yet, but her whatever other kind of things.
Lesser
they were,
evil cheese puffs.
Yep. They're coming FedEx, getting delivered. I cannot believe they're bringing a $3 and some bag of chips all by themselves. Mm. Plus shipping and going to drop them off at the door at our timeshare. But anyways, I will keep you updated if those show up and or anything. I'm like laughing about it because it's the funniest thing ever. Do you not think that's funny?
Why do they have our room number though?
Because I put it on there. Because at first I was going to get a delivery and then I did pick up instead. So everything's detailed right down to there, but I don't even know how they can get in the resort without a pass.
Yeah, they can. Grocery delivery because the Uber Eats and stuff does.
It's just so funny, but I'm really frustrated. So I'm hoping like as soon as we get off the phone in here, we have to podcast again almost directly after, but we'll take a little break and start working on the grocery order first and then jump back on and do another episode.
Yeah. So thanks so much.
Wait, I wasn't done. Oh, okay. While she was at her comedy show, I got to work the fish fry. I love working. Is the fish fry fun to work at?
Yeah, it is.
Like, and they only have them one time. The one that we work at for the club my husband belongs to, it's only like once a year. We've missed last year. Actually, they didn't have it because of fish prices. The year before it was like drive through only because of COVID. And then I think the year before that we were in Florida during it. So I've missed the last three and it's just so much fun. I work in the back and do takeouts or whatever. But ever since I think I must have carpal tunnel or something. But I had to scoop scalp potatoes into 600 plus takeout orders, and my arm is killing me. It is tingling from my elbow to my fingers for the last 2 days. And it
all
has
the time?
To be, like anytime I like move my fingers, yeah.
Oh, well, what do they say to do for that?
I don't know.
You got to look it up, Mom.
But I'm hoping that's all it is. But it's like, it's like
does
really
does anything
weird.
Else hurt?
No, it's just like numb. Like
your chest doesn't hurt or anything like that, or your back or stomach.
Mm-mm. It's literally like if I can't text.
It's not
on my
your
phone.
Shoulder.
If you text on your phone at all, it like really hurts.
Is it your shoulder at all, or just like your?
It's right here, and it's like tingling, like numbness. Literally like numb and tingle, like right
when you
now.
Hit your funny bone.
Yeah, like you hit your funny bone, and it's like constant. Ugh. Like that's what's going on right now.
Well, I wonder if you must have strained something.
Well, my hands there, I looked at it while we were doing it and the girl next to me, my hands were so bright red that they were like, I was squeezing like cherries. So I was like, oh my gosh, why are my hands so red? I actually told her then I got somebody to stand in for me because they come around and say, do you need a break at all? So I said, yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I took a break and I didn't even tell Nicole this. I like took off my shirt and looked at my leg and I'm like, do I like have a blood clot or something? Like, why is
my... You looked at your arm or your leg?
I looked at everything, like on that whole side of the body because I was like so freaked out because I was so...
Your hands aren't red at all right now.
No, they were so red like from the, like here, but it must have been like just whatever muscles I was using. Her hands were a little red, but my hands were like 10 times as red.
Well, why'd you pick something to scoop that's so heavy?
No, that's just what they gave me. It wasn't like... It is. And the funniest thing about it is like right when we were only scooping an hour first and the girl comes by, a younger girl, and she's like, she does it, you know, too sometimes. And she's like, it was Chelsea. And she's like, now don't even pretend that it's easy because I know I've done this before. Don't be all acting like hard asses. I know when you need a break, tell me you guys need a break because that is not easy, you know, and it was just kind of funny because it's just like constant and it's like something you're not normally doing. Mm-hmm. And it was huge roasters of, you know, the food that, and you had to just, it was like assembly line. It was a little bit of work, but it's so much fun anyways. And the food is really good. So I was excited when we got done and I got to eat the food and all that stuff. But
it's like all homemade food, which I love, like homemade beans,
rice pudding,
homemade macaroni salad. Like you, so good. I was really kind of bummed I had to miss that.
Yeah, it was good. It was super. In fact, it's a fish fry and I'm like, the fish isn't even my priority. It's all the sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
yeah,
that good.
I love. And I did get a little break because Jesse came and ate there and he was by himself. So I told her, I said, well, when Jesse comes in, I'm going to sit with him while he eats. So I'll take a break then. So I did. But yeah, ever since then, it's like.
That's what Dad said was with his leg when he had that. What was that disc or whatever? He said his leg was numb for like weeks.
Yeah, I just.
You should have saw the chiropractor before we left.
But the weirdest thing, it got worse. I wasn't like that then. It got worse like each day. But the weirdest thing is if I'm playing with Arrow and doing that kind of stuff, it don't hurt. It's if I go to text on my phone, like move my hand and that like push my hands together, like in a position that like kind of sort of like scooping is when it hurts. But if I'm just doing, even if I do dishes, it hurts really. It tingles from whatever to whatever because I'm scrubbing.
I wonder if it's, is it when you hold your arm below like your heart or?
No, it's when I do certain things with my fingers. It's my finger motion causes all of it. And I looked it up because I was like, carpal tunnel, I thought it only affects the hands, but it really doesn't. It says there's numbness all the way. So that makes sense. Like, but it is really frustrating. And I'm hoping some time in the sun and some relaxation takes care of that for sure.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back next week. Bye. Say bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.